President Donald Trump called for unity and working together during his State of the Union last night, after a year of often deep divides in partisanship in the White House and on Capitol Hill. Colgate University Assistant Professor of Political Science Dr. Sam Rosenfeld has written a new book entitled The Polarizers, Postwar Architects of Our Partisan Era, which looks at the often unyielding political climate of today. Professor Rosenfeld says the president's troubles with his fellow Republicans began to take shape long before Inauguration Day.
The kind of personal opposition people had to his candidacy within the Republican Party prior to him managing to overcome that through the primary process was potent. I mean, it had echoes of, for example, the Goldwater insurgency of 64 within the Republican Party, and then George McGovern's insurgent campaign in 72 within the Democratic Party that also engendered huge internal partisan hostility. What Trump's capture of the nomination and then improbable election to the presidency has managed to do, in combination with how he's then governed over the last year, is unify the Republican Party much more than I think a lot of people expected. That's happened in part because Trump has managed to retain the enthusiastic support of a core base of Republican Party voters. And it's just as importantly happened because his policy agenda has been the kind of formation of a policy agenda at the national level has been delegated entirely to congressional Republicans. So whatever their misgivings about Trump personally or their worries about scandals, et cetera, the deal has been essentially protecting the president on that front in exchange for the president letting congressional Republicans control the policy agenda. And so if anything, you've seen even in the last month or so, more evidence, even when it comes to things like oversight with respect to the Russia investigation, a newfound unity among Republicans for protecting Trump and seeking to discredit his perceived enemies in within the executive branch itself.
As the president deals with this kind of divide in partisanship, how have the Democrats responded to this? And has the president in some way, has his policies and the way the Democrats have tried to respond to him led to fissures within the Democrats? For instance, you have some grumblings about how Charles Schumer handled the DACA government shutdown. There's always a call sometimes for, grumblings about the leadership of Nancy Pelosi. You've got the Bernie Sanders right. Democrats, the Hillary Clinton Democrats. Has this in some way actually, this divisiveness actually spread over to Democratic strategy in encountering the president?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you definitely see precisely those tensions that I think are predictable for a party in the opposition, debates over strategy and tactics as to how conciliatory a stance to take, when to take a deal, even if it's a deal you don't like. And something like a government shutdown or the prospect of a government shutdown, which we are going to be facing again in just a few weeks, really puts Democratic leadership in a bind because there is always a perception that you can hold out for, if you have leverage like threatening a shutdown, you can hold out for a better deal. But the Democratic Party is not a party that's ideologically or institutionally comfortable with shutting down government in a way that Republicans have been in the past. But overall, I would say, again, a Trump presidency could have unfolded from a year ago in a way that would have exacerbated internal Democratic fissures in a much more potent manner. I mean, you had right when he was elected, not only Chuck Schumer, but even Bernie Sanders sort of making statements saying, look, you know, we oppose this president with every fiber of our being, but if he wants to put a proposal on the table, say, for a robust infrastructure bill, that's something we can work with him on. And that just the sort of trial balloon of saying that engendered a lot of grumbling from liberal activists that you could have seen turn into much more potent internal Democratic divisions. But it turned out Trump didn't have an infrastructure bill to propose, and he didn't have any other bills for the rest of the year that were in any way tailored to try and win over some wing of the Democratic Party as a way of kind of driving a wedge through that caucus. So if anything, over the course of the year, I'd say Democrats have been more unified in their across-the-board hostility and opposition to everything Trump is doing than you might have expected a year ago.
Colgate University Assistant Professor of Political Science Dr. Sam Rosenfeld is the author of The Polarizers, Postwar Architects of Our Partisan Era.